Hello, everyone. In today's episode, we are talking to our colleague Hina from Munich. Welcome, Hina. We are really looking forward to finding out more about you and your career. And yeah, we're happy that you are here.
Hello. So I'm Hina Salve, and I currently belong from India, but I've been living in Germany since 2019. And I've been doing my psychotherapy consultant at Valentic since 3 years almost, and it's going to be 3 years just 2 days after. So I'm really excited to be at Valentic and with you guys this morning, and happy to be here.
Yeah, welcome from my side too. We're happy to learn more about you. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about your education, how you came into IT, and what was your way.
So I came to Germany to pursue my master's in supply chain management. Mm-hmm. And there I was intrigued about digital supply chain, which actually drive me towards SAP IBP. In fact, the SAP integrated business planning tool, where we always convert the actual strategy into real-time data with data analysis and also integration. So that's what made me particularly divert towards SAP IBP, and hence right after my graduation I was at Valentic. So this is my first job altogether in my whole life. So it has been a really roller coaster life in Germany, but Valentic has made it much easier and much simpler.
And where did you study in Germany?
So I studied at Jakob University Bremen, formerly known as, but right now it's known as Constructor University. So I did my master's there for 2 years, and right after Bremen, I moved to Munich, packed up my bags. I just decided I wanted to live in a city. So Munich was the place to be for me, and that's when Valentic also came into my roadmap, and it all matched perfectly.
Yeah, Munich is a very nice city in Germany, I think. One of the best choices.
Are you happy you're living in Munich?
Love living in Munich. The diversity it has, it actually distinguishes it from other cities in Germany, in fact, and how you get to know different people from all the regions and basically all the cultures, in fact, all in one place. That's what my university was as well. So I was really used to this environment, and I wanted to be in a city just similar to this. So I'm really, really excited, and I'm thinking of just living here. So I'm not going to change my mind of moving anywhere apart from Munich if I want to stay in Germany.
Cologne is also nice.
Cologne is nice as well, I've just visited, but never ever stayed there for more than a week or something. After Bremen, it's just Munich for me. From Bremen to Munich, it's actually quite a leap, because Bremen is a very cultural, traditional place to be in. And then when you come to Munich and you're like, you're in a completely different place. You're going to see so many things, especially the beer gardens. In Bremen, it's not that similar for the beer gardens.
That's true.
So it was very refreshing, in fact.
Very cool. You also like to hike and go to the mountains?
I do like to hike. I have not done much of hiking, apparently, but just visited the most important ones. So those hiking sessions, like, because basically I don't like hiking that much, but I love mountains. That just drives me to hike. There's no other option.
I think it's about the view.
Exactly. It's not about the journey this time. It's just about the view.
Maybe we dive a little bit deeper into what you do at Valentic. SAP IBP, most viewers maybe don't know what it's about. So maybe, Hina, you can tell us a little more about IBP and what are you doing in your day-to-day work.
So SAP IBP is basically SAP integrated business planning tool, where all the platform is meant for the clients to have everything in one place with the real-time data coming in. And what we do is, and what I do is basically, as a demand planner, since 3 years, I have been developing a number of complex solutions for the clients so that they can have their data in a much refined and have their projected forecast accuracy more accurate and finite. So that's what I've been doing over the past 3 years, and I've been working for major clients. Even jumping into consulting firm was my most keen point, that I like the way where consulting is a cross path for technology and strategic solutions. That's why I am in consulting, and that's why I have been loving this job since 3 years. And that's what makes me also work hard every day to just understand the complex solutions for the clients and also get them to a place where they are comfortable with the data and not just maybe uncomfortable to have the real-time data sitting anywhere in the world. But SAP IBP, what we'll do is a number of teams working all together in different locations, getting them to a same point, same page, and working all together with agile atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have maybe a practical example, maybe about a product or for the heroes? It's maybe easier to imagine what you are doing.
So if you're taking it as an example for a product, think about the shoes you wear today. So imagine if the shoes are, for instance, a limited edition. So how it's going to be planned? So that it starts right before when it's into market, basically. It goes to everything. So first, the demand planner will take the shoe and it will, it is basically for a demand planner. It's a promotional product. It's just for promotion. Basically, it will add revenue. That's mm-hmm. it. But what it will do for you, it's going to be limited edition. So the plan has to be not as normal as a normal footwear you are going to wear. But for the limited edition, the plan needs to have into fall into those time buckets where it's going to be available for the end user. So that's you.
Mm-hmm.
So now the demand plan is going to plan the limited edition as a promotional product and send it to supply. So you need to have the shoes at this particular time buckets at basically maybe a spring collection. So it should need to be there with spring collection with this much stock. And at the end, you get it in spring. Mm-hmm. But basically the planning is being done 1.5 year ago. That means it's going to be mm-hmm. fall. Mm-hmm. It's planned in fall, a year ago, in fact. And that's how you get a limited edition piece.
Okay.
And yeah.
Yeah, thank you. That helps.
Yeah, thank you. You seem to be very motivated. It's very cool. Did you know, or when did you know that you want to work in the sub-IBP area? When did you know this?
So while pursuing my master's, I did an internship in a consulting firm. And that's where it actually diverted me to a sub-IBP, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when I was pursuing my master's, I had a module where I had to learn about the SAP modules altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So it was right starting from S/4HANA, SAP IBP altogether in one. So that intrigued me about having n number of system altogether, which makes the world of industries so easy. And that's where I tilted towards SAP IBP
mm-hmm.
because it makes life easy for the planner. In fact, if I think from the planner's perspective, it makes life easy at the end of the day. And that's when I thought that, okay, SAP IBP is going to be the future, because mm-hmm. at the time when I joined, it was not that far used. But now, right now, you see every other company is switching to SAP IBP right after Corona, in fact, because mm-hmm. supply chain wanted to be digital right now. It cannot be done via Excel files or meeting rooms.
Yeah.
So that's when I decided.
Yeah.
Meeting rooms off. It's IBP.
And we grew so much in this area, right? How many people are in your department?
So when I joined, it was below 100, that's for sure. And right now we have crossed 150, 120 for sure
mm-hmm.
in just IBP segment.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've seen the growth of Valentic, it has been expanding every year. It is not, the graph is not going down.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a significant growth graph. And that's actually makes me also realize that the decision I've taken was the best one.
And why did you get into consulting?
So I got into consulting while pursuing my master's because I understood why during the internship it's going to be the crossroad for technology and the strategic decisions. And understanding that consulting is not just in-house consulting, but it's going to be a diverse of industries you are going to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what your experience you need in life, diversity. That's what I've been focusing all the way. So giving an exposure to yourself, to n number of industries, just being in one firm is really, really exciting and gets you through the day as well. So consulting, for me, I believe, for me, I believe that it's going to be the to-be job And that's where I saw my future when I was doing my master's. And like I said, Valentic just fell into my whole plan. So it's been a smooth ride.
So how technical is your job right now? How much IT is part of it? How technical do you work? Do you have to program in your job? Did you learn it in your studies? Can you talk a little more about that?
Yes. So if you're focusing on IT, I basically stepped into IT, right? I was in master's where we had to study different forecasting modules, algorithms in Python and R for data visualization as well. So that's where I stepped into that. Though the course was very basic and just for the knowledge of or the sake of learning, they had kept the course in place. But that's what attracted me, where you can do the coding by yourself to make it more precise, more data accurate. The forecasting value should be more precise. And that's where I learned module of Python on my own. The coding, the R. So I did my own courses and that's where I stepped into IT. Mm-hmm. And the best part about when I joined the Valentic, my team I work under, so the manager I work under is from the same field like I'm passionate about. And that's where we also have up patch points and we do internal projects with coding, in fact. So I've worked on a number of projects. So currently I've been working since 1.5 years for probabilistic forecasting, which is not a part of IBP. But what we as a team have been doing is to get it as a part of IBP so that a planner can do the coding or the code runs at the back end and he gets more precise results. So in my job, technically, it's not entirely IT. Mm-hmm. But we have been driven towards pursuing IT to get into SAP IBP itself. Mm-hmm. So basically, it has been a journey where we have done innovations. So this is the innovative factor where we have been developing in Valentic SAP IBP segment, where we get all the innovative ideas, irrespective of what the SAP offers, but to make it much better for our client and customize it with their needs.
And what motivates you the most in your day-to-day work?
So the motivation I get in my day-to-day work is basically the complex solutions, what the client needs, basically. So working in a consulting company, each client has different and complex needs. And that what motivates me. Because I follow thinking out of the box always, and which has always been driving me to succeed and also have the client relationship where we come to a point where he is satisfied with what he's asked for. So that's what motivates me. The complex needs, the complex requests, basically all together. And each and every day, it's what has just been pushing me towards that, to achieving and having a sense of accomplishment at the end of the day.
And what are the challenges in the consulting for you?
My challenges in the consulting is majorly when you're working on a number of projects altogether. Mm-hmm. So you're working with one client, which is from retail industry, but you're working at the same time with another client, which is from food industry. Mm-hmm. And if you see from altogether from a perspective that it's completely two different platforms, because the shelf life of a food is much lesser than the shelf life of a shoe. So basically, that's what has been a struggle. But over the years, I've coped up with time management. So managing the time has helped me a lot, understanding the needs and distributing the time according to the priority task. So every day, that's what also motivates me to drive through this and accomplish all your challenges day by day.
Did you learn this through working, through your experience, or did you do any trainings in terms of soft skills, time management, and so on?
All my learnings, I might say, is 50-50. It's trainings, it's come the support and guidance from your colleagues, it's also from your own experience. So the stem of it comes from your own experience always, because if you're not in the mud, you cannot understand how deep is it. So that's what is my thinking, and I will comment from my own experiences at the end.
And can you say how many projects do you have at the same time?
Max, how it goes is in a consulting, there are client projects, but also we have internal projects as well.
Yeah.
So at the same time, I've been worked, my number can be max 3 to 4.
Okay.
Four max. So more than that, I have not worked on yet.
Yeah.
But I'm confident enough that right now at this stage, I can be able to handle 4 projects. Yeah.
That's a huge number.
Yeah.
So in the last episode, we talked to Katarina and she told us that she was the only woman in her department for a long time. How is your experience with that?
So I have been fortunate enough to be working in Valentech and not facing those disparities or what is going on in the IT industry. But I am committed to advocating the greater representation of women in these technical roles because the diverse point of view needs to be present in this for crucial innovation and even problem solving. So in my team, we are around 8 to 10 women in SAP IBP team. And we also have our own catch-ups and have our own get-togethers, basically, and have this conversations about how to motivate each other, in fact. So a woman can only motivate a woman, and that's how another woman can become powerful. So that's what I think. So pushing and setting an example or setting an example who want to step into this industry and fear about the disparities, I believe we can set an example basically with right support, right guidance, and with your valuable thoughts, you can conquer it.
Do you have any career tips for women who maybe are interested in joining IT but are not sure yet?
So I would just let the women out know that be confident. Be passionate about what you think, what you do, and do not let this discrimination op you out from pursuing your passion. So just get out there, just be yourself and conquer the world.
Very nice. Yes. Well said. So that's why we are very happy that you're talking to us today in the podcast, because that's what we want to tell out to the world. Every woman should conquer their own interests and passions. When we are at passions, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about your private passions, your hobbies. What are those?
So I have been all over the place. I have been doing a number of things basically all my past life since my childhood. So I've been into sports, I've achieved at a point, I've been into music. But with work life, I have been continuing doing my most passionate thing I'm about is painting.
Wow.
Painting and dancing, basically. So while I'm doing painting, it takes me to a different place. It is a place where it calms me down and it helps me realize the small things in life that outside the world is going to be chaotic. But here, this is your place. So while painting, I find my place.
So you seem to be very creative. Do you think that this is helpful for your job as well?
Yes, I think this has been my key factor actually working. And it has always basically, it's like painting. Your job is going to be like painting because you are given with something which is going to be blank. It's completely blank. But eventually you get to a point and you try to just imagine all the thoughts in your head. And when you put it on the system, it's basically a painting. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it has been a key factor.
Yeah,
very nice.
It's a nice picture.
Yeah. So I think we are at the end now from our episode. Our last question always is, what is your slogan as a digital hero?
So as a digital hero, my slogan will be adapt, adjust, achieve. The 3 mantras to success.
Very nice.
Good slogan.
Good slogan. Thank you very much, Hina, for the nice talk today and for letting our hearers know your thoughts and your experiences in IT. Thank you very much. And yeah, have a great day to everyone out there and to you, Hina.
Thank you so much. It's lovely being here. And I'm really honored that I'm actually can help other women to pursue an IT and hope it helped.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Hina.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.